A South Dakota-based Native American food company has been recognized as a certified B Corporation. The nonprofit organization B Lab judges businesses on how they benefit their workers, their community, and the world. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jim Kent has more on what this means for this Native-owned business.
Native American Natural Foods is based in the Pine Ridge Reservation village of Kyle. Since it created the Buffalo Meat and Cranberry Health Snack, Tonka Bar, in 2007, it's become a nationally recognized leader in the natural foods field. Mark Tilson is president and co-founder of the company. Tilson says that B-Lab was founded several years ago with a particular purpose in mind.
With the idea of creating a criteria for the consumer to be able to tell the difference between a company that says it's doing good for the community and one that really is. You know, we have certified organic, and now we have a corporation certification that's best for the community and best for the world.
B-Lab judges companies in a variety of areas, says Tilson.
Both from how you treat your employees, how you treat the environment, and in our case, because it's agriculture, how you treat the animals and the environment that you work with.
Tilson says that B Corporation recognition involves companies across the board, not just those in the food industry. He adds that being able to identify themselves as a B Corp is a plus for consumer recognition of any company's product, as well as for possible investors. Sandra Marker is coordinator of the sustainability program at Black Hills State University. She says businesses that are B Corporation certified are finding that it's benefiting their sales, but it's not just about money.
If you want to make healthier communities, if you want people to be happy, if you want cultural relationships to grow, human relationships to grow, then you have to focus on more than just the bottom line.
Marker says she sees Native American Natural Foods as a beacon for what other companies across South Dakota can do with their businesses. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.